The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Monday, and we're back again another week, and it's Thanksgiving week, and I hope it's a good one for all of you. Wherever you are around the world, every day is Thanksgiving, if you look at it properly. First up tonight, a new visitor to the program, Kelly Nelson. She's an outstanding researcher and writer, longtime friend of DV Kids, and we finally got around to getting her on the program here, and we're very grateful that she's got an hour for us tonight. Her main platform is News with Views. .com. Her article up there in an archive, there are dozens of them. Great articles, tremendous diversity in topic, and a lot of depth, and an interesting twist. Here's one I really want to read this, because September 28th, she wrote one, published one, Marxist Colin Kaepernick leads the NFL into the gutter. And that was so portentous. The NFL is actually, it's not on life support, but it's in very serious, approaching critical condition. And the numbers of attendees, the ticket sales are down, everything's down, 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 down. Started by this guy and his Muslim girlfriend. What is really discouraging about the whole Kaepernick thing is that all the other African Americans who have just jumped on board. Here's this life they have, this life of luxury and money, many of them. They're secure. Yeah, they take a beating. I understand all that. They work for it. But they've got it made. And here they are, the old expression, kicking the gift horse in the mouth. Whoa, they're doing more than that. It's crazy. And then you move forward, and her more current articles are very important to understand and really read, because they give you, a view, a news with view that you won't get many other places. Her most current essay is Judge Roy Moore, Guilt Decided by the Liberal Media and the Court of Public Opinion. But we're going to talk not about Roy Moore specifically right away. We're going to talk about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Now, you remember Mike Flynn and the early days of the Trump administration and what happened. If you don't, you're going to find out, because this was a real key issue in what may be Trump's legacy, however long it may go on. We don't know. Kelly, welcome to the program. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
Now, you write about so many different things. What is it about? How long have you been at this?
With News with Views, probably about 9 years.
Yeah, because I remember seeing your name long ago, because I've never seen Kelly spelled that way, and I don't forget.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Irish there.
Yeah, K-E-L-L-E-I-G-H. Mm-hmm. Nelson. Now, Let's talk about Mike Flynn. Why is Mike Flynn important, and how does he figure into the Trump presidency at this point? And yes, there are still reverberations echoing around about Mike Flynn. He's gone, but certainly not forgotten. And this isn't over yet. This is just getting ramped up, actually. So tell us the Mike Flynn story.
You've got Mueller digging around in everybody, and there's no proof whatsoever that there was any Russian collusion between
Nothing.
Trump and the election.
There's Zero.
None. Everybody knows that. The real Russian collusion rests in Hillary Clinton's lap.
Yeah.
And Mueller, Rosenstein, McCabe, and they're all in, and Comey especially, they're all involved in this Uranium One.
They're all dirty.
Debacle.
All
They're
of
all
them.
Filthy.
Yep.
And here they are. Look, we've got Comey running around speaking on integrity all over the country. What the hell?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. And we've got Mueller going after people who have nothing to do with any of this Russian collusion business. Look, Flynn is totally innocent, but they want him for two reasons. One, he was close to Trump and they want to get to Trump. But the real reason behind going after Flynn is Flynn knows way too much about Islam, about the infiltration of the entire intelligence community by the Muslim Brotherhood. And they don't like that. And that's why they had to get rid of him to begin with. I don't believe that Mueller is going to find anything at all on Flynn that he can charge him with. It'll have to be something that's made up. And meanwhile, Flynn is going broke, paying lawyers fees.
Yeah, I ran that story the other day. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, he has a legal defense fund now. You can put in Michael Flynn legal defense fund and send $5 or $500 to him. He's absolutely desperate because of this situation. But the real thing here is the infiltration of the Muslim Brotherhood and the CIA has a lot to do with this. So let me start at the top of this article because I started with just a few quotes by people. Sebastian Gorka,
yeah,
he actually said on Sean Hannity's show that he was told by a senior level FBI agent that those on the top floor, the seventh floor of the FBI, where all the senior agents are, that that senior leadership looks at the Trump White House as the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably why nothing is happening. We've got all kinds of proof on this uranium thing, on the Clinton email mess. We've got proof, and you got Trey Gowdy saying, oh, we don't have enough proof. You've got Sessions.
Oh, there's another huge disappointment. Oh, there's another huge disappointment. One, two.
Sure. Sure. Well, did Trey Gowdy ever do anything, really? No.
No.
I mean, he sat there and you listened to his gobbledygook against Hillary, but where did he go with it and how much did he get? Nothing. Absolutely.
It's like it's showbiz. That's all it
that's
is.
That's it. That's really true. So former FBI agent John Guandolo, 12 years in the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is fabulous. You ought to interview him sometime if you haven't. He says the primary Islamic advisors who are inside all of the intelligence, including the White House, State Department, CIA, FBI, everything, DHS, all of them are Muslim Brotherhood operatives or Muslims ideologically aligned with the same group, okay?
Kelly, I got to stop you. Hold on. This look, for our listeners who don't understand the importance of what you just said, I think we need to go back and go through that again. How, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here, how can the Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organization, have infiltrated to the extent that it has into all of these key organizations without drawing any notice from anyone on the outside? No one knows about this. Your article is the first article I've ever seen it laid out.
Well, I'll tell you what, they have hired all of these Muslims to allegedly help them in the whole...
Oh, counterintelligence, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I get the picture, but still, it's madness. None of these people, I'm sorry, none of these people, no, I'm not sorry, should be in this country under any circumstances. They are all our sworn enemies to the death. Their so-called religion, that sex and death cult, calls for our death, our destruction, and our way of life to be completely annihilated. That's it. Why would you let any of these people into this country in any capacity, under any circumstance, at any time?
That's
it's madness.
But see here, the Muslim Brotherhood is not under a terrorist. They're not saying that they are a terrorist group. Yet they are, and they're connected to CARE, and CARE is very well known.
Of course. No, I don't care what they say. We know what they are.
Well, of course, but see, here's the thing. Mueller, and remember Philip Haney, he wrote See Something, Say Nothing.
That's right.
About Obama telling him to purge certain things from all the records. Well, Mueller even helped Obama purge Islamic documents from training manuals. And that's why these Muslim Brotherhood people are in there. Because they're used, if anything is offensive, if anything they say is against our religion, they get rid of it. The whole intelligence community does this with this Muslim Brotherhood infiltration.
They are actually scrubbing our intelligence clean of anything about Muslims.
This has been going on basically since 9/11, when Grover Norquist introduced the Muslim Brotherhood to George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. That long. And now they've got a foothold in there. They've got their claws in everything. The whole intelligence community. I don't know how Trump is ever going to get anything done. And I think Sessions should be... I liked him to begin with, but I think he should be fired.
He was a very good senator, but that ends it right there.
That's right.
Should be fired, absolutely. Look, this is really of great concern to all who are listening, who care, who understand that Islam is the mortal enemy of the Republic, period. That's it. There are no exceptions. They talk about moderates. Forget it. The moderate Muslim will hold you down while the extremist Muslim cuts your head off. That's the difference, all right? There's no difference. Sorry. It doesn't work.
No, there isn't any difference, because when there's enough of them in a country, all of them join forces
6%
to make their demands.
6%. That's what you need. That's it. 6%.
And we've got stealth jihad going on in this country, and people don't even understand what it is. They demand things, and that's jihad. It's a form of jihad. Well, it's our religion. Baloney.
No. It's social and political, geopolitical extortion and blackmail, and you name it. Now, what bothers me the most about your article, and when I read it, I was stunned, because we who understand the danger to this country know that these people are going to have to go. They're going to have to go. We've already got no-go zones. And I say any governor in any state who's an American who ends up with a no-go zone in any city needs to deploy the National Guard and pacify that no-go zone immediately. It doesn't happen.
No, it won't happen. It won't happen.
I know.
I don't know what the PC thing is with them and what their big plans are, but I do know that they had to get rid of General Flynn because they knew he knew too much. And I'll tell you a little quick story. I sent this article to a friend of mine who is a retired Marine, and he sent it to his brother in Texas who served, and his brother wrote him back, and he said, I want to tell you something. I served under Mike Flynn and Stan McChrystal, General Stan McChrystal, both of whom have been fired by Obama, okay?
Right.
And his brother said, General Flynn walks on water and he doesn't even get his feet wet. That's how much we all love the guy. He was fabulous. And combined with Stan McChrystal, the two of them had a way to really go after and eliminate the enemy. And that's why they were both fired.
And the way the media treated them was so disgusting.
Terrible.
Just
absolutely
despicable.
Terrible. Yeah. I mean, you've got Flynn with 33 years in the U.S. Army, and he's being financially broken by this jackass that's so involved with the Clintons that you'd think, my God, the whole country sees it. Well, not the whole country, but everybody knows it that pays any attention. And here you've got this veteran who served so faithfully and who knows so much. I can't believe what this guy knows. If you haven't read his book, The First in Fight, Field of Fight, it is. It's excellent, and it's only 180 pages, and he really tells the truth of it. He said, Iran is the number one terrorist country. And here you've got Obama giving him $150 billion.
No, it's cash money.
Cash money.
Okay, here's the part that bothers me. About 3 weeks ago, I found out, I forget who discovered it now, whoever did, if you're listening, thank you again. Somebody sent me a story about the U.S. State Department has a program that has nothing to do with the United Nations so-called refugee Muslim program at all. It's a special program, part of the State Department, and the title of it is Resettle Africa. The black Muslims of Africa, Resettle Africa. They're bringing in thousands and thousands of these people through the State Department. This isn't a refugee resettlement thing through the UN. This is a State Department. Now, how can Trump allow this? What is going on here? Where's Mad Dog? I mean, come on. And all the others. No one's talking about the Muslim threat here in our borders. No one.
I'll tell you honestly, Flynn never got along with Mattis. And, of course, he would not get along with McMaster because both of them take the tactic that saying radical Islamic terrorist is something you just don't do. So I know that Flynn never got along with Mattis, and there's a problem there. And, of course, the Marines love him, but I've watched him, and I don't think he's all that great.
I'm not impressed. I've watched him very closely, listened to his voice, watch him think. No, I'm not impressed.
No, I like Kelly, but I don't. I'm not fond of the other two.
Well,
at all.
And then look at Tillerson, Secretary of State. This man is the best we have. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what Trump is doing. I don't know why he has made the selections he has made, or I don't know who has told him to make these selections, but I don't think it's the Donald Trump we saw in the campaign at all.
Well, I'd have to agree with you. And if you went back to Truman and MacArthur during the Korean War, MacArthur said things against Truman, and immediately Truman fired him. Okay, now you've got all of these people in the administration who publicly say things against Trump.
And nothing happens.
And Trump doesn't do a damn thing.
Nope.
And I would immediately call them in the office and say, look, I want your resignation on my desk by 5 o'clock tonight and pack your shit and get out of here. That's
absolutely
what I would say.
Absolutely. That's a president, see? But when, you remember the meeting that Trump had in the White House with Obama, the Marxist Muslim. When he came out of that supposedly 10-minute meeting, 15-minute meeting, which went on for well over an hour, apparently.
Yeah, it was like,
Do you remember when he was sitting there in the photo op? He was literally a broken-looking man. His head was down. He was making the sign with his hands, the globalist sign that they make, they put their thumb and index fingers and together. He was making that sign, but his head was down. It was as if he had just been told, this is the way the game is going to be played if you want to be president at all. And if you don't, you're out of here. and we mean out of here. He acted like a man who had just been given the rules, and they were pretty bad, to put it mildly. He was shocked. That was my view of it.
Well, you know, a lot of people said the same thing about Reagan, but as far as I was concerned, Reagan was not a very good president, but he was not a B actor, but an A actor for 8 years. He fooled a lot of people.
He was a great orator. He was very effective, and he gave some, his speeches were all delivered as a professional actor would deliver them. You're right. He was a media president, basically.
Well, sure. So
anyway, back to Flynn.
Yeah. You know, we've got so many CIA involved in this mess with Flynn, and they're actually, it's all connected to Fethullah Gulen, but we'll get to that in a minute. You know, Sean Spicer, I never really cared for him either, but he did state that Flynn had done nothing wrong in his lobbying work because Flynn Intel Group, Flynn's business, had gone to work for two Turkish businessmen who owned a company named Innovo out of the Netherlands.
Huh.
And basically what the whole discussion was about getting them more natural gas. Yet the name Fethullah Gulen came up. And it came up why? Because a year ago July, Erdogan, who's the president of
Turkey,
stated that it was Fethullah Gulen who actually tried the coup
Correct.
To overthrow Erdogan.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Erdogan wants America to ship Fethullah Gulen back to them.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the problem between America and Turkey. And even though Turkey's Erdogan is not somebody we're particularly fond of, that they are allegedly an ally, and they are in a spot that we use militarily. So we've kind of played the game with them, see? But here's the situation. Fethullah Gulen has 200 charter schools, and the taxpayers are paying for them.
That's right.
All over America.
That's right.
But here's the real clincher, and it was probably a year and a half ago on a Sunday night that I emailed Mike Flynn, and I sent him all this information about Gulen and these charter schools and the fact that Gulen actually had a charter school on Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. Now, what's on Nellis?
Unreal.
Our fighter jets, bombs, everything.
Oh, advanced high-tech weaponry that's tied into 51.
Absolutely.
It's all there.
You got to take a break, right?
Yeah, we do. Thank you, Kelly. Good
okay.
ears. All right, we'll be right back with Kelly Nelson. An inside look at a big story as we continue. With Kelly Nelson about her current article, formerly entitled Establishment Insiders Mueller and Woolsey, or Mueller, however you wish to pronounce it, falsely target Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. And it really is an outrage what's going on here. One of many, but another good man, a real American, is being made the scapegoat. And they do this. I am particularly concerned about this Gulen thing, and I did know about his charter school network, and I do know about Erdogan and the failed coup, and the roundup of, I guess he rounded up a couple hundred thousand people or 100,000 people, he and his government did. I don't know how many are still in custody, but this was a I guess from what I read, a blown CIA attempted coup using Gulen as their boy.
Well, I believe Gulen is involved with the CIA strongly because of Graham Fuller. Graham Fuller was the man, along with several others in the CIA, Graham Fuller was the one that wrote a glowing report that Gulen should have a residence visa here and that he's not a cultist, he's a wonderful man and a very moderate Muslim, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
but what people don't know about Graham Fuller actually started the Iran-Contra affair.
Huh.
And Graham Fuller he has a connection to the Boston Marathon bombing. Why? Because the uncle of two bombers, his name is Ruslan Zarni, he is married to the daughter of Graham Fuller.
Hmm.
Okay? Now, Graham also worked for Reagan as the second in charge at the National Intelligence Council. This guy is a big operative, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he has fomented and brought in and pushed Gulen over and over and over again. And I believe he and Gulen are still very tight and still working together.
Hmm.
And Graham Fuller actually spent 20 years as an operative over there in Turkey. So he knows Turkey well.
20 years.
Yes. Okay, now here's the other link. Woolsey was CIA director, was it 94 to 96?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. I've got it in this article somewhere. But 94 to 96, say, he had to know Graham Fuller. And I would love to be able to connect these two because I'd swear that there definitely is a connection. Why? Because James Woolsey, actually worked for Mike Flynn's Flynn Intel Group and was invited to the meeting on September 19th of 2016 where Flynn and a bunch of businessmen in Intel Group met with these two Turkish businessmen who had the company in the Netherlands. And Woolsey is saying that he walked in the middle of the meeting and he heard Flynn say that we could smuggle Gulen out of here to Turkey and bypass all the legalities that you'd normally have to go through. Now, I believe that's a crock of baloney. Why? Because even the Turkish businessmen have come forward and said, we never even discussed that, other than the fact that Erdogan believes the coup was done by Fethullah Gulen and wants to get a hold of him. That's all they discussed. Flynn's lawyer even came out and said, I've kept quiet about all this garbage in the media, but this is over the top, and I'm coming out and speaking and saying we have plenty of people that can testify. This was never talked about, and Woolsey, he didn't say it, but basically Woolsey's lying. Well, why is the CIA boy lying? Because, now look, Flynn got the contract for $530,000 to $600,000 to help out these Turkish businessmen, and it was all over natural gas and some other things that really aren't of interest. So what does Woolsey do the next day? He goes and he meets with one of the same fellows and another fellow, both Turkish businessmen, and he tries to undercut the fellow that he's working with, which is Flynn. And he tells these Turkish businessmen, look, I can get a hold of Senator Corker because he's big in big committees, and I can get a hold of Sessions, and I can get them to work with me, and we can handle Fethullah Gulen for you, and we can do all kinds of things that Flynn can't do, but I'm going to charge you $10 million. Uh-huh. So
I've never liked Woolsey, not a bit. It was two years.
Democrat. He's CIA. He's CFR. I mean, he belongs to the whole establishment hardcore.
He's a globalist blue blood.
That's right.
2 years, 93 to 95, director of CIA.
Okay. Okay. So here's the thing. He undercuts, tries to, and it doesn't work. Well, Flynn's lawyer actually said he believes two things. That Woolsey is saying this. Why? Because he didn't get chosen by Trump to be in the administration.
Uh-huh.
And Trump basically didn't choose him because he interviewed him and he didn't like him.
Uh-huh.
But Trump had said something in January of this year against the intelligence community, and Woolsey had quit as an advisor when he said that.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, Trump knew he wasn't interested in the guy. And Trump has come out since Flynn has left and said, I should never have let him go. He's made that statement publicly.
He shouldn't have. He set the worst possible example. He caved.
That's right. He caved. He caved to the media. He caved to Pence, to Priebus, to Kushner, to God knows who else was pushing Flynn out the door because the intelligence community is scared spitless of Mike Flynn. And they well should be. Okay. So
they're going to lie to try and railroad Flynn somehow. I don't know how this is going to go, but this is really sad. It's another disgraceful chapter. Yeah, go ahead.
But let's go back to Gulen, because Gulen brings more H-1B visa people into the United States than Google does. More than
Gulen? On what basis?
Well, allegedly, he needs them for teaching positions in his charter schools in math and science. He says he can't find anybody that's
good
here.
He's stacking all these charter schools, including the one on Nellis Air Force Base, with
Turks.
H-1B Muslims, Turks.
That's right, right. Well, here's the thing, though. The Gulen organization illegally threatens to revoke these visas of these people unless these Turkish teachers agree to kick back part of their salary to the organization. But here's another thing. After 3 to 6 months, and this is why he keeps getting more people in on H-1B visas, after 3 to 6 months, these people that he's brought in here disappear out into society, and they're never heard from again. Where are they, and what are they doing?
Well, they're operatives, obviously.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
At what end of the spectrum, and it's a very narrow spectrum, you got radical, and you got a little less than radical, where are they on the spectrum? Look, Gulen's building a network, clearly, of Islamic operatives in this country. I don't know what his agenda is, but that's what's going on.
Well, even the State Department, where did I have that in here? Even the State Department came out and said he's a hardcore operative and he plays as a moderate and a kind person that wants to get along with everybody. And the State Department has openly stated, no, he's just exactly the opposite of that. But nobody seems to be listening.
No one's listening. No one's talking about it. He's out of the news, which is where he wants to be. He doesn't want to be in the news. So let's just for fun stack Erdogan next to Gulen. How would you compare those two?
Well, actually, both of them are equally evil, in as much as both of them are hardcore Muslims.
Right.
Yet, Erdogan wants to keep Turkey for himself, see?
Oh, he wants to be the great Sultan, of course, the Ottoman Sultan back.
Yes, he does, but see, there's these different sects in Islam, and he is afraid of other sects and problems that could result if they try to take over Turkey. So being a friend and an ally to America really helps him. But right now we're kind of at because of Fethullah Gulen. See, he wants Gulen bad. They used to be friends.
I know. I remember reading that. No, I'm surprised Gulen is still alive. He must have some hell of a security around him.
Well, he must. He's 78, mm-hmm. and he's worth $20 to $50 billion. For God's sake, a lot of it has come out of the American taxpayers' pocket because we pay for all these charter schools, and he's got them all over the whole world. They're not just in America.
What a scam!
Uh-huh, 200 in America, and he's tried to get them on other Air Force bases. He's not going to the other military bases, only the Air Force, and the Air Force is instrumental in having the things for warfare, see? Mm-hmm. And I believe that's his interest, and I believe that they're teaching the children of these servicemen things that they should not be being taught. And I wonder just how stupid our military is to even allow this.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
It makes no sense to me. Are these schools also going into Muslim enclaves in big cities? Is he locating them amongst the community, or is he trying to pull in mostly?
I did an article on that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and you would never know that they are Islamic because the names of them. Well, let me see what the name on.
I'm sure Mom Milk and Apple Pie and all that.
Yeah, Nellis Air Force Base, Fethullah Gulen School is called the Coral Academy of Science, Las Vegas. Now those names are similar to all 200 of them in the country. No one would ever suspect. Okay? No one would ever suspect that they're owned. And Gulen doesn't show up on ownership anywhere. See, it's hidden. It's kept hidden. Mm-hmm. But he is really the owner behind all of them. Like I said before, the State Department, even divulged by WikiLeaks, revealed that they have monitored Gulen since 2003. And that they put him down as a radical Islamist. So there you go.
Well, I no problem with that. None.
I don't either. But what do we do? How the hell do we get rid of this guy?
I don't know. This guy, all of them, they got to go. And the more everyone that comes in here, every new one is another nail. We've got to stop it. I don't know how. Do you know that 200,000 Muslim girls, little girls in this country, have now been victimized by that alleged religion with female genital mutilation?
I know, it's horrible.
200,000. Where are the feminists, Kelly? These fraud feminists, where are they?
No,
none of them.
Where were they when Clinton
said anything. Nothing.
No,
they're frauds.
And they won't.
No.
And they won't.
I think it's another construct of the intelligence community or whatever communities involved with shaping and crafting this society. It's all a big game. This is social engineering is what's going on all the time. Anyway, okay.
We're so infiltrated with them now. How the heck do we undo?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's like a spider web, an octopus. It's they are everywhere.
I know.
You know, and here's the thing. Everybody knew Mike Flynn was a man with a mission. And he had the knowledge about the Islamic enemies. Now, don't you think that would make Woolsey uncomfortable?
Of course.
Especially since probably Graham Fuller worked under Woolsey. I'm sure that's the case. And the whole danged intel community is loaded with all of these Muslim infiltrators. Yeah, I'll tell you, John Guandolo, he's just about like Flynn. He was a Marine and a Ranger. And FBI for 12 years. This guy's got it down, too. You should check out his website. It's called UnderstandingTheThreat.com. And he made it very clear. He and, what's the guy's name? Chris Gaubetz, who infiltrated CARE. Chris Galbetz, they went to Vegas for 2 days and did an investigation, and Guandolo absolutely proved it was an ISIS operation. And he says he suspects that the second shooter was the guy who claimed he was in the room next door to Paddock. And that's Brian Hodges, who escaped back to Australia, I believe.
I don't know if it was Brian, but I remember. Kelly, let me just tell you, I know you don't have a lot of time to go to my site, but I've been on this Las Vegas thing since...
Yeah, it's dirty.
Since 2 or 3 hours after it happened. I got a call, I got email, and I stayed up all night. And I've been on it ever since. And this next hour tonight, we're going to do the latest. There were shooters all over the place.
Yeah.
There were at least two helicopters shooting. There were two teams that I've isolated on the ground. One was on the Luxor. Yeah. One was over on the other side. They have shooters in the hotel. Look, there are 120-plus Muslims work in the Mandalay Bay. You know how many Muslims live in Las Vegas?
Uh-huh.
11,000.
Yeah, and who owns the 5 top floors of Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, I know. It's the royals, and the Saudis are as badly involved with this as it gets. Trust me.
They backed ISIS.
We paid for ISIS. This is ISIS. They were the trigger men for the most part, and that's why I'm on this. This is as big as 9/11, which allegedly involved Saudis too, but this one we know it does. And I think some of those shooters escaped where? In the Mandalay? I don't think they went down and out. I think they went up and simply put on a busboy jacket at the Four Seasons restaurant or whatever. And they had 5 floors, which are as secure up on the top of that hotel as the embassy in Washington, D.C. No one's going to get in there if the owners don't want them in there.
Yeah.
Paddock didn't fire a shot, in my view. That's my view at this point.
See, there's so much there that points to ISIS and Islam. And yet you're not getting any information, and you're not going to, because they always want to say, oh, this is, you know, like other places, it's workplace violence, instead of saying it's Islam. Come on, people, it's Islam.
Do you know what I have on my homepage here? I have this. This was our headline put up the night of the massacre. And here's the headline I wrote and put up on my site. Less than 3 hours after I got the first report of this, which happened at 10:05. CIA, ISIS, ISIS / Saudi, Mossad, false flag. Another 9/11 is more Americans slaughtered for the agenda. Lee Harvey Paddock was dressed up with guns, but no motive. Never knew he was patsied. That was my headline on the first night, and there's no reason for me to change any of it. Nothing happens without the Mossad knowing. We know that. Those people, nothing gets by them. But this was ISIS, Saudi, CIA, and God only knows what else. Big operation.
Well, you know, we'll probably never know the truth from anybody really investigating this.
We won't. We get the most we can. And I could be wrong on some of it. I don't have all the answers.
I don't think so. And here's the thing. We've got so many D.C. swamp setups that it's hard for people like me to even dig through it and get to the bottom of it because it's so huge. And like I said in the beginning of this, we've got idiots like Gowdy and Sessions. Look, the Senate has told Trump, if you fire Sessions, we will not confirm another one. Well, Trump doesn't need another one confirmed. He can appoint someone in the interim. And if he was smart, he would grab hold of somebody with teeth and somebody with a spine and put him in there for however long it takes to get rid of the crap in the Department.
So that's what's kept him from firing Sessions, the threat, backdoor threat by the Senate. Interesting. I didn't know that. Well, it makes sense.
So what's he to do? But see, here's the other thing. He is not getting good legal advice from his people, and Sessions should be giving him this, and he's not. Trump is over the Justice Department, and he's over the judiciary.
Yeah, he should have gotten rid of Mueller in the beginning. I don't understand that either. I don't get it.
Absolutely.
It's diversion. It's a freak show. It's disgusting.
And I don't think anything's going to happen. I think they're just going to pour all of this stuff down the drain. Meanwhile, Russia has 20% of our uranium. And if you saw Judge Jeanine tell what uranium was used for, not only in building nuclear things, but it's used in treatment of cancer and in the medical field.
Right.
So here we are. Here we sit with this crap.
Well, the worst part of the whole uranium deal is that the Clintons got fatter. That bothers me a lot.
Yeah.
it's all too much.
Yeah, Kelly, now their daughter's going to run for Congress. Oh, my God.
She's announced?
No, she hasn't, but I bet it's coming.
Well, of course it's coming. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And yeah. if Hillary can somehow keep calling in these markers she's got on people and survive another year and a half or so, she'll run again.
Yep.
She's talking like a candidate right now.
Oh, yeah. She can't stand it. She's just...
No.
Oh.
She is driven.
I know.
Man, it's amazing.
I went to high school with her. Believe me, I didn't like her then, and I don't like her now.
Well, we'll talk about that perhaps. I'd like to have you come back again, Kelly. Thank you very much for being
here.
All
right. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Kelly Nelson, and you can see her article right under her name and guests, and we will be right back.